But one thing I wanted to point out here is the changes aren't all in one direction for an individual patient. This picks up one patient. This patient who had the highest Q67, a very substantial fall, also had the highest TFF1 and a massive fall. But in fact had very little change on PTZK. In fact, a small increase in cyclin D1. So it's very complicated and very difficult to predict just from a pre-treatment sample. You need to provoke with the treatment the patients are going to get to really understand what's happening.